Welcome back to Halftime here on 95.7 KQWC and 92.9 at 1570 KZWC. Quinn Douglas back here. Just got done talking with Sound Hamilton senior Owen Reno. Now we turn our attention to Webster City senior Addie Testall for our senior spotlight interview presented by Iowa Central Community College. And Addie, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Yeah, of course.
So as we take a look right now, you're in the middle of your senior volleyball season. You guys have played Iowa Falls Alden earlier this week. You're off to a really strong start to your season team-wise. How do you feel that the team is doing here at the start of your senior season? How do you feel you individually are doing at the start of this season?
I think, the whole team is doing super great. We beat Humboldt, which has been the first time since 2013, so that's a great start to our season. We're all having a lot of fun, and we really believe that we can win the conference this year and do some really good stuff.
That's always great to hear. Now, Addie, you said you are taking classes at Iowa Central Community College right now. What are some of those courses you're currently taking for college credit?
Currently, I am taking Composition 1 and a careers class. I was supposed to take Intro to Philosophy, but there wasn't enough students to take the class, unfortunately, which stinks, but I like my classes.
And what would you say your favorite part is about taking those college credits through Iowa Central Community College?
I love how the college classes that I have and am taking count towards my AA, and a lot of colleges that do some dual credit things with Iowa Central. So having the high school pay for my college classes that I'm taking now that I would have to take in college is awesome, mm-hmm. because I won't have to pay for those in the future because I've already taken them as a high schooler.
Yeah, that's a pretty popular answer amongst our seniors, getting those college classes yeah. paid for at the high school level. Now, kind of shifting back here towards high school, and we obviously mentioned you're involved in volleyball. What are some of the other activities you've been involved in your time at Webster City?
In my time at Webster City, I have done volleyball, basketball, track, tennis, and softball.
Gotcha. And kind of shifting gears from there, every high schooler's got memorable moments. It could be something, you know, you did on the athletic, you know, on the floor or the court or wherever it may be. It could be academic. It could even be just, you know, just a silly memory you have that sticks out in your head. What is maybe that most memorable moment, or memorable moments if there's multiple that stick out to you?
My most memorable moment would be my freshman or sophomore year when the softball team beat St. Ed's. We came all the way back and beat them 3-2 to win the conference that year. When we'd been losing the whole game, we came back in the last inning and won it, and won the conference.
That's pretty good memory. And kind of piggybacking off of that, what would you say some of your biggest achievements have been so far in high school? And this could be athletic or in the classroom as well. What would you say those biggest achievements have been for you?
I would say that some of my biggest achievements would be making it to state track my freshman and sophomore year and being ranked third in the state. Unfortunately, I didn't do it my junior year, but being ranked super high in the state is a pretty big accomplishment to me. Making NHS, National Honor Society, for the high school is a pretty big achievement. Having the high GPA that I have today is a big achievement for me, knowing that I can combat both sports and academics at the same time as well as all of the things I do in the community.
And, you know, outside of school, what are some of the things you like to do in your spare time outside of school?
I'm really involved in the St. Thomas Church that we have here in town. Mm-hmm. I have grown up in that church. I do a bunch of things like Bible school, teaching, throughout the year, in the summer, vacation Bible school, cleaning up the yard work there, a whole bunch of stuff like that. I used to play bingo every Wednesday at Crestview Nursing Home with the residents. I just like to go out and do stuff.
And kind of shifting gears here once again. And I always save this question for last for our seniors, and it's a question about the role models that you have. And it could be, you know, teacher, coach, parent, sibling. It could even be, you know, maybe a friend of yours who was a couple years ahead of you in school. You know, if you got multiple, that's great. But who is that role model or those role models that really helped you in your time in high school?
When I started varsity softball my eighth grade year, and who I really looked up to was Elena Finucane. She kind of showed me the ropes. She really invited me in, showed me everything, how to combat sports and everything else. Just really, like, my whole mental image towards sports really comes from her, and I love the way that she puts a perspective on everything. And she just works her butt off, and it makes me want to work my butt off, too.
All right, Addie, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us. Good luck the rest of your senior volleyball season, and good luck the rest of the year.
Thank you.
Yep, that was Addie Tesdahl in our Senior Spotlight interview presented by Iowa Central Community College. We'll send you back to the field after this on 95.7 FM and 92.9, 1570 AM.